The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
We have a pair of tickets up for grabs to go and see her perform on stage in City Centre, Liverpool. We told you what we want to do. Let's go to our first caller, who's from Speak. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Big fan of Rihanna?
I am.
Yeah, what do you do for a living, Laura?
I work in a pub in Speak.
Which pub?
The Fox.
And what do you do?
I'm a barmaid.
You're a barmaid?
I am.
Were you working last night?
No.
When are you next working?
I'm working tonight, but if I win the tickets, then I need to hurry up and phone me mate to see if she'll
work. What if the boss is listening now?
It doesn't matter, you let me sound.
What if your mate can't cover your shift?
I'll find someone.
All right, you know what you got to do?
Yeah.
You just...
ashamed.
Say again?
Feel ashamed.
Well, if you want the tickets, you've got to be prepared to do anything. We want you to just go Ella, Ella, Ella.
Okay.
Give me a little hint of what you might do. Go, let's have it.
Sorry.
Let's have a little hint of what you might do. Let's have the Ella, Ella, Ella thing now. All right, what you're going to be up against is another person, and this is Ian from Wigan. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well.
You don't sound like a Rihanna fan to me.
I am, actually.
Are you? What do you like about Rihanna?
I think it comes second best.
Really? What do you do, Ian?
I work for Plumbing Trade Supplies in Warrington.
All right, and if you were to win the tickets tonight, who would you take?
I'd probably be taking my sister because it's her birthday today.
All right, what's her name?
It's Lisa.
And how old?
She's 19.
19, all right. Ian, can we have a little taste of what you've got to do?
Ella, 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 A.
Oh, Ian, I'm disappointed. You sound like an absolute ponce.
I do. Everyone's looking at me.
Oh. Well, right, what we're going to do is when I count from 5 to 1, I want you both to start, then we're just going to put you on hold and keep going back to your listening. You might catch any one of you who has stopped the other person with the tickets. Do you both understand?
Yeah.
All right, then. After 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get going.
Ella, 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 Ella,
Ella,
We'll go back to them in a minute.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Wait, oh, let me just check that they're still going here. Hang on, where are they? Right, if you're just tuning in and wondering what that's all about, we've got a pair of tickets up for grabs for to see Rihanna at the Liverpool Echo Arena tonight. And we've asked two more listeners if they can carry on just singing Ella, 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 and whoever stops loses out on the tickets. But listen, they're still going here. Listen, here they are. This has been going on since about 7:20 this morning, by the way.
Download and get CD. The KFC Podcast.
We have two people hanging on the line. Let me just go over to the phones and have a little listen to these guys who are still doing Ella, Ella, Ella. Let's listen.
Ella, Ella,
Believe it or not, this has been going on since 7:20 this morning. And we said whoever stops loses the tickets, but neither of them have stopped. I think I need to call a stop to these now. Lauren and Ian, can you hear me? Ian!
Hello!
Lauren, you just stopped there. That means you've lost out on the tickets. Oh, do you know what? Do you know how long you've been doing that?
A good while.
Yeah, I say so. Are you late for work or anything today?
Yeah. I've been driving round the roundabout.
Now, listen, I've got a pair of tickets. Neither of you stopped, so effectively you're both winners. Is there any chance you could take each other?
I think my wife would have something to say about it. But...
What about you, Lauren?
I'm only young.
How many young, how old is he? Oh, well, do you know what? I thought actually one of you, you've been going, both of you, since 7:20 this morning. I thought that one of you would have got bored and stopped, but neither of you have. I do have one pair of tickets to give away, but I also have a pair of tickets. I should actually be going to the concert tonight. I'm tempted to give my ticket up as well. What do you reckon?
Oh, go on.
Please. That means I have to have a night in front of the box tonight. All right, then, I'll tell you what I'll do. We've got a pair of tickets, so let's just say both of you have won a pair of tickets. One of you can have my pair of tickets, and the other can have the pair of tickets. So not a problem. And can I say congratulations? Yeah. I can't believe I've worked in radio for over 16 years. I've never had anyone do that for as long as you two have.
They deserve a round of applause.
You've made absolute twazzicks of yourself. Ian, would you like to say hello to anyone this morning?
Yeah, big shout-out to the lads at PTS, Keith and Phil and Dean. Say hello to all my family and my wife, Vicky.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Now, we mentioned yesterday that Josh Stone's going to be the new face and voice of Cadbury's Flake. Remember the advert? The Cadbury's Flake advert? Well, we've got a little idea for you, Claire.
Oh, no. I put my foot in it yesterday, did I?
Yeah, well, you did put your foot in it because you kind of started doing a little impression for Lisa and I in the studio with a pen. Started eating the pen, dead central. Dead sexy. We thought maybe that we could get you to remake the advert for us.
Oh, my. No way.
Why?
Oh, go on.
We're just thinking that maybe we could, I don't know, maybe get you in like a jacuzzi or something. Or a...
That's a good idea.
No, just get you in a bath. I don't have to be there, but I'll just be the one filming it. Getting you in a bath or a jacuzzi, loads of soap and all that, and then get you to eat a flake, and we'll do it for our website on Radio City. If you'd like Claire to reenact that advert, then give me a text now.
Yes.
Just text the word yes. If you don't, then just text the word yes again. Send your message to 61025. Start it with city, then a space, and then it's just YES. All right, and if we get more than, say, I don't know, one text, then you'll have to reenact the flake outfit.
Oh, man.
For the Radio City website.
Download and get seeding. The Kev Seed Podcast.
A new survey. Oh, by the way, with regards to think that Claire should reenact the flake advert for our website. There's hundreds and hundreds of yeses here. And hundreds of yes, 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 yes. And hundreds of oh my gods.
Oh no. Doing it, Claire. We'll do it this morning after the show then. Is that popular?
Even Dawn in Bootle says yes, yes, yes. Go on, do it.
Oh, thank you, Dawn.
So there we go.
I'm embarrassed.
I'm sure you'll be fine. So I think it's an overwhelming kind of yes. So you're going to do it. In the news, a new survey shows that men think the perfect wife should be a great cook and likes an argument, which I suppose will happen naturally if you criticise their cooking. and another new survey says that the top three places where women like to have nookie.
Yeah.
In a bubble bath. Whilst filming the flake advert. In a hotel room. And on a beach. Can I ask you two?
Two out of three.
What about you, Liesl?
No.
None?
No.
Oh, you've got an excited life.
Well, I'm
not,
in most evenings on my own.
You're not in a bubble bath hotel room or on a beach?
No.
Really?
Actually, you get
three.
Sand up your bottom.
Three. All right, typically, I've done all four, even though I only mentioned three.
I've done everything.
So basically, if you're a bloke and you book a room in a beachfront hotel with an ensuite jacuzzi, you're laughing all the way.
Traffic update with Camp Solicitors.
Right, what's happened? What are you looking like that for?
Did you say in a jacuzzi?
Yeah.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, and you wonder why you're on your own.
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show Podcast.
Imagine Liesl, can't you? Oh, picky lip there. Still picking the lip, I see.
Yeah, the infection's back.
Yeah. You can imagine it with a fella, can't you? Hey, babe, you fancy coming to make love in the jacuzzi?
No, I think it's a little bit dangerous, isn't it? Yeah, I think I might leave it, yeah.
Radio City Traffic Update with Kev Solicitors. 0800 092 9200. Tune in to the Kev Seed Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.